Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. It's now time for Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Samantha Smith. Our guests today are Sonia Test and Judy Van Holzen, registered nurses with Marion County Public Health. And we're here today to discuss National Infant Immunization Week. First of all, ladies, thanks for coming in to talk with me today.
Thanks for having us.
Now, first of all, for those, it's something that I had never heard of before today. What is National Infant Immunization Week?
National Infant Immunization Week is a yearly observance to highlight the importance of protecting infants from vaccine-preventable diseases and to celebrate the achievements of the immunization program in promoting healthy communities throughout the United States.
And what immunizations do infants need? Is what kind of things should people be, you know, thinking of? I'm sure there's a whole list of them.
They start out generally getting their hepatitis B, which is a series of three shots. There is another combination shot that has the diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis, polio, and the Hib in it. They will also get a pneumococcal and rotavirus.
And how soon do these need to start being administered with babies?
The first hepatitis B injection is generally given before they leave the hospital after birth, and then they will come back in at 2 months, and that's when the rest of the series starts. They'll also get their second hepatitis B. They again get a series at 4 months and again at 6 months. And then they come back after a year. So.
And a lot of these diseases aren't something that you hear about all the time that people get, you know, here in the area and things of that sort, but it's still important to have protection against those. Why is that the case?
Definitely. Because those diseases are still floating around out there. For example, Minnesota just had an outbreak of measles. I think there was 17 or 18 children under 6 months, I believe, that has this disease. It is considered to be a public health emergency when there is an outbreak of measles because we want to make sure that it doesn't go any further. So, and most of those cases in Minnesota, either they hadn't been vaccinated or they weren't sure what the vaccination status was. Because of advances in medical science, the kids in our community can be protected from more diseases now than ever. Some diseases that once caused injury or killed thousands of children have been completely eliminated, and others are close to extinction, primarily due to safe and effective vaccines. One example of the great impact of the vaccines can have is the elimination of polio in the United States. Polio was once America's most feared disease, causing death and paralysis across the country. But today, thanks to vaccination, there are no reports of polio in the United States.
Now, it seems like a lot of times that parents would be kind of nervous to have their kids get shots and things of that sort. What are some of the fears they have, and why aren't they really things that they should be worrying about?
Well, you know, one of the fears that they have is them getting so many injections at one time. And it's very safe. They've done a lot of studies on them. They're not given to children until they've been carefully reviewed by scientists, doctors, and healthcare professionals. Most of the side effects with them are some discomfort to the site, maybe some redness, a little bit of muscle aches. Generally kids, especially infants, bounce back pretty quickly, you know.
Another of the concerns that some parents have is that the vaccines used to have a preservative in it called Thermocell, which is a derivative of mercury. They have removed that from almost all the vaccines now. So, you know, these vaccines are very, very thoroughly tested, and they're very safe and very effective, protecting not only our children, but our community, those other kids that they might infect if they came down with this disease.
Sure. And are immunizations more crucial for infants because are they more susceptible to most diseases that people get?
Definitely. And it can be more harmful to them too. You know, some of them can be deadly. Where us as older folks, we can fight through it and be fine.
Some of the more serious effects of vaccinations, which are very, very rare, are they can have a severe allergic reaction. Extremely rare. I've never in my almost 4 years of doing immunizations had a kid have a reaction. But things to look for would be any swelling in the face, lips area, having trouble breathing, and then they would need to either get them in to an emergency room, or if it's, you know, a mild case, call their doctor. But basically the benefits of the vaccines really do outweigh the risks because they are so rare.
Is there any reason why or any time when a parent shouldn't take their child to get an immunization?
Immunizations can be given to children with colds and coughs. Generally, I would say moderate to severely ill they should wait. If they're running any fevers, you know, if they've been sick and been into the doctor and just started on an antibiotic, you know, and they're still running that fever, I would wait. If they have went in 5 days ago, but they're still on their antibiotic and they're feeling better, they can still get their immunizations. An antibiotic is not a contraindication to do the immunizations. I would say most children with severe underlying health conditions, probably their doctors are gonna want them to get their immunizations because they're gonna be more prone to some of the illnesses. But I would recommend to those parents to talk to their doctors first, and they'll either do them right there at the clinic or they would come in to see us. But I would definitely ask the doctor first on that. But other than that, it would just be a moderate to severe illness. And then I would just wait until they were over that and then they could get them.
And why is that the case? What are the dangers of getting a shot when you have a severe cold?
Well, the biggest thing I would say is with them already being sick, if they were going to have a slight reaction, you know, run a fever, it's gonna mask anything that the shot could cause. Most of the immunizations that we give, except for just a couple, is a dead virus. So it's not gonna make them any sicker,
because
it's not a live virus. But just because they're not feeling well, I would just wait until afterwards. That's why they can be given with the antibiotics, because there isn't a virus in there anyway, so.
Sure, and where can parents go to or take their children to go get their immunizations?
A lot of times they can get them done at the doctor's office. You should be taking them in anyway for well child visits at 2 months, 4 months, and 6 months. Some clinics may either be out of certain immunizations, or maybe if they don't do them, they can come to the public health office. We have immunization clinics uptown here in Knoxville at the WIC building, and then we have it's the First Reformed Church in Pella, where they also have WIC. The clinics in Knoxville are on the first Wednesday of the month from 9:30 to noon, and the third Wednesday of the month from 2 to 5. In Pella, it's the second Tuesday of the month from 9:30 to noon, and the fourth Tuesday of the month from 2 to 4. They can call our office at 828-2238 and just request to talk to somebody about immunizations and schedule an appointment. Now, through the public health office, we do immunizations for children who have no insurance, Title 19, or if they have private insurance, but the private insurance does not cover immunizations. They can come in and get their shots. There's no cost for the vaccinations, but donations are welcome. So we usually have a little can out. Anybody with private insurance that does cover immunizations will need to go in to their doctor and have it done.
All right. Anything else you guys would like to add?
I just like to say that we encourage, we encourage the infant vaccinations, but we encourage vaccinations throughout the age. Whether you're 60, whether you're 5, we encourage you to get your vaccinations. If you're, like she said, 0 to 18 years of age, you can be covered under the VFC program through public health. If you have no insurance, you have Title 19 or Medicaid, or your insurance does not cover your vaccinations. And for adults, there's a cost for those vaccinations, but if you need them and you don't have insurance, come in, give us a holler, and talk to us about it.
Great. Thank you very much, ladies.
Thank you so much.
Today's Let's Talk Knoxville is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com. Stay tuned for today's Let's Talk Pella next on KNIAKRLS.